This is Ryan with Sonic 1029, and we're chatting with Rob and Neil from The Needle, Edmonton's newest music venue. How's it going, guys?
Awesome. Very good.
I'm still curious and excited after getting to get a taste of the venue last night, you know? See what the walls look like, see where the stage is, see what the setup is. The obvious question is, how does this thing fit in with the Edmonton music scene and the current venues in your eyes?
Well, for us, we really want to be the epicenter of the music community here. So we want to promote Edmonton as a music destination, and hopefully The Needle becomes a centerpiece of that community.
I think we also want to be a home for lovers of live music in town. Most major cities have a place where if you're into music, you know where to go to hang out, and you might not know who's playing, but you know it's going to be good. And that's what we really want to do, is provide the room for the artists to come to and provide the place for the patrons to come hang out and listen to great tunes.
One of the things I think that everyone's going to notice right off the top, two stages, and it's a kind of a unique two-stage system. Do you want to explain how you're going to work that?
Sure, and there's actually going to be a third smaller stage up front too. So, but referring just back to the two stages, there's going to be a secondary stage. So on a quieter night with a smaller act, we have the ability to take the room down to maybe 200, 250 capacity and just stay on the restaurant side. But then on the weekends or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a bigger name ticketed event, we can roll over to the event side where it's a larger stage, bigger sound system, and then we can open up to both sides, which will have the capacity somewhere between 400 to 500 hopefully. So for us, having that flexibility allows us also to have maybe the opening act start on the second stage and have the main act lined up, you know, on the flick of a switch on the main stage. And then while they're on the main stage, we can have a DJ set up on the second stage ready to go as soon as the main act is done. So afterwards, we can start spinning vinyls on that stage as well.
The other cool thing about that is Edmonton's really a festival city, and we've kicked around the idea of doing like an indoor music festival where you get both stages going through the course of the day. In fact, we've even talked about things like Canada Day, where, you know, you go hang out all afternoon and we got bands switching off on each of the stages and keep people entertained and really build on that the environment of Edmonton, which is to support music and festivals and that sort of thing. So the two stages will lend itself to that, definitely.
You gone all out. I mean, these are ideas upon ideas that no one's even thought of yet.
Well, it certainly hasn't been thrown together. It's been over 3 years in the making. And one of the challenges was that we felt if we're going to be the home of live music, we have to be in the heart of the city, right downtown. And so finding the right location, figuring out what would work. That building housed CKUA, the radio station, for many, many years, one of your competitors. But we're in an album library, so...
It's historic. It's a beautiful thing.
I'll also add, too, given that fixing up a 100-year-old building took us a little time and there was a little bit of delay caused by that, but what it allows us to do is we went through probably 20 different iterations of the layout. And one thing I hope you experience when you're in there is that the sight lines to the stage are as good as we can get them across all avenues of the room. So you can be sitting over on the restaurant side, you can still see across over to the main stage, or from the mezzanine, you can look down and see both stages. So spent a lot of time. It gave us a little bit extra leeway there. Some of the delays gave us a little more time in terms of really enhancing what we think is going to be the patron experience and watching those stages.
I've played shows, you know, I've played in a band for years in the music scene, playing places like Wonder Bar, Avenue Theater. Lots of love for these, but this seems like easily the most complete. It was a little dicey for a while, you know, with venues dropping and you're wondering who's going to step in and who's going to figure this out and what's the next year going to look like?
Well, I think the other thing we've been incredibly lucky about is our business partner, James Leader, has been an installation in the Edmonton music scene for many, many years. And between Neil and my contacts and who James knows, I think pretty much anyone in Edmonton music has had some input into this project over the last few years. And I think that really resonates from a staffing perspective. But we've also, you know, there's a great passion in this city to support arts and music and to do it well, and those people aren't short of opinions and ideas, and we've been happy to steal all of them from all comers and put them to work in our venue. So
I'll also say, like, we want to be the place where even if people are gigging elsewhere in the city, that they have some place that they can kind of congregate afterwards, other musicians, and like, we want the artist experience to be top notch and first class. So, you know, we want them to sound as good as they can possibly sound. So we spent a lot in terms of the sound system, really pimping out the green room so it's comfortable for them. They got showers, lounge TV, their own wet bar, stuff like that. So we want them to go out and tell their friends that you got to come to the Needle, which means you got to go through Edmonton, because we want bands to come to Edmonton that might be passing us up now because they don't have a venue like this. So we're hoping that, you know, we'll draw that and that becomes a destination in itself for artists that coming through, traveling, touring.
Do you want guys to hit you up, bands, to start sending you emails, demos? How does that work?
Absolutely. I believe our email, it's on our website, which it's starting to come together and looking really cool, but I believe it's booking@theneedle.ca. But we want bands of all shapes and sizes, and our view is if it's good, we want it to be playing in the Needle. So absolutely reach out to us, and we'd love to have you.
I can't tell you how many times I've went on barsandbands.com just to see who's playing in the city, where there's live music. And I'm not specifically looking for my favorite band to be coming through. I'm just looking to know, where is there somewhere I could grab a beer and watch people jam? I guess this is the answer to that. It's, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're also really excited even about our weekends. And you sound similar to us, where nothing better than getting up after a late Friday night and going down for brunch and hearing a band. And so we've talked about maybe doing a bluegrass brunch, perhaps doing a gospel set on a Sunday to bring you closer to whoever it is you worship to.
But, redemption, yeah.
Is there anything you wanted to say? I mean,
If I had the opportunity to say anything, I would just say thanks to the fantastic team, the John Williams, the guys from Ecologic, our staff, our management team. The great thing about all this is Neil and I aren't actually active in the business day to day, so we get to make all the fun strategic decisions, have all these great or not so great ideas, and then we got a team of people that are working very hard to make it a reality, which you saw last night. And we're so grateful to be surrounded by such a great team that's taken some of our ideas and our vision and the vision of our partner James and taken it and raised it a whole other level from what we our wildest expectations. So thank you to all those involved.
It's about time the Edmonton music scene worked together in one push in one direction. You know what I mean? And how about those photos? If anyone's interested in getting a sneak peek before maybe showing up, Sonic's own girl named Cheryl showed up with her camera, took beautiful shots, so that's a great way to check out the venue right now, too.
Check out the website. We're actually on a kind of a membership drive, so theneedle.ca, the membership's free, but what we want to be able to do is communicate with our members, and we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. So check us out. There's going to be lots of stuff coming over the next few days here as we get ready for our launch. The grand opening's tomorrow. We're super stoked. We're here because we love music.
Thank you very much, guys. I hope this was fun.
Thank you. That was awesome. Yeah. We appreciate it.